Hey everybody, this is Kevin Bass from thedietwars.com, and in this video I want to talk about the science of sodium and potassium and how you can leverage it to extend your life and improve your quality of life. One wants to reduce one's sodium intake and increase one's potassium intake in order to reduce one's blood pressure. By reducing one's blood pressure, one reduces the stress on the arteries and thereby reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease, especially stroke and heart attack, which can either kill a person or result in lifelong disability later in life, either through reduction in heart function or reduction in brain function as a result of the events that can result from this increased stress on the heart, on the arteries, due to higher blood pressure. Now, reducing one's sodium intake and increasing one's potassium intake can thereby result in more and enhanced longevity. I want to start with this paper called Effect of Potassium-Enriched Salt on Cardiovascular Mortality and Medical Expenses of Elderly Men. What they did is they simply took men living in a long-term residential situation. They're older men, about 75 years old. They then replaced their salt, their sodium chloride, their salt shakers that contained 100% sodium chloride. They replaced it with 25% potassium chloride, 75% sodium chloride, and then they went to see what the effects were on their long-term health outcomes over the course of several years. And what they found was, if you look at this dashed line in this figure, a reduction in the rate of death, about 5% out of a total 35%, so 1/7 reduction in risk of total death. Death, all-cause death, simply by changing out from sodium to potassium in the salt shaker. And all they did was they simply took 25% of the sodium chloride and they replaced it with 25% potassium chloride, so that the final salt shaker had 75% sodium chloride and 25% potassium chloride. And they saw an even more dramatic reduction in cardiovascular disease-related deaths, almost halved the rate of cardiovascular disease-related deaths, or about 40% reduction in cardiovascular disease-related deaths. The reason you have more of a reduction in cardiovascular disease-related deaths than of all deaths is that cardiovascular disease-related deaths are only a fraction of the total deaths. You can't reduce the rate of death from cancer because the reduction of sodium intake and the increase in potassium intake does not affect cancer. So that remains the same. While the cardiovascular disease-related deaths are dramatically curtailed. That's why you see a greater reduction in cardiovascular-related deaths rather than compared to the reduction in all deaths. In any case, they have another study called the Long-Term Effects of Dietary Sodium Reduction on Cardiovascular Disease Outcomes, Observational Follow-Up of the Trials of Hypertension Prevention, called TOP. And this was published in the British Medical Journal. And what they found is after a few years of restricting sodium, simply restricting reducing sodium intake rather than replacing with a potassium-sodium mixture, simply reducing sodium intake through comprehensive education and counseling over the course of 1.5 years in one trial or 3 to 4 years in another trial, what they found is a dramatic reduction, again, in total mortality in each of those groups on long-term follow-up. So this is long after the trial was even over. In this case, they did a, as I said, 1.5-year or 3 to 4-year trial. There's two different trials. And then the trial was over because they simply wanted to observe the effects on blood pressure. And they saw an effect on blood pressure of this sodium reduction. But what was more interesting is, in addition to the reduction in blood pressure, because of this reduction of blood pressure over the course of just this very brief period of time, what they found is in the long term, 11 years later, there was a reduction in all-cause mortality and total mortality in each of these groups as a result of simply, during that brief period of time, reducing one's salt intake, suggesting that the effects of salt intake might actually permanently provide a long-term health benefit because it's reducing the overall stress over time on the arteries. If you reduce it for just a short period of time during one's youth, it results in less overall stress over the life course, resulting in better outcomes during older age. That's one interpretation of the study. Of course, there's others, but we're going to go on to an even more interesting study published last year coming out of China called The Effect of Salt Substitution on Cardiovascular Events and Death. It's from 600 villages in China, over 20,000 participants in the trial. And these, again, were mostly people who were a little bit older. What they found was is that there was, again, a reduction in all-cause mortality, as we can see from the bottom left panel here, in people who consumed the salt substitute, simply having a salt shaker consisting of 25% potassium chloride and 75% sodium chloride, caused a reduction of from, say, about 20% total mortality by the end of the trial. This is a five-year trial, to about 17%. So a 3% of that 20% reduction in all-cause mortality, a reduction in stroke, major adverse cardiovascular events, also called MACE, and then no difference in hyperkalemia. So no increase, excessive increase in potassium in the blood as a result of having this extra potassium in the salt shaker. Now, here's the more interesting thing, and I don't have a study to show you this, although these studies do exist. It's been shown conclusively that people who consume a 25% potassium chloride solution in their salt, as opposed to 100% sodium chloride solution. So one of these one of these potassium enriched salts, they enjoy it more. People who consume this enjoy it more. They prefer it more. If you have blinded taste tests, people will gravitate towards the 25% potassium chloride mixture more. And the reason for this is simply that it tastes more savory. It tastes better. Having the 25% potassium chloride mixture is simply a better tasting salt to put on one's meals. And so what I do is I take this Morton iodized salt. It's 100% sodium chloride, and I mix it with this 50% potassium chloride, one-to-one part. Then therefore, I get a 25% potassium chloride mixture. Someday I would like to sell something like this to you guys, but in the meantime, you guys can buy this from Morton, each of these, and then mix them together in one-to-one ratio and achieve these same sorts of benefits that you're seeing in these studies. The longer you do this, the longer the period of time that you do this, you replace your normal salt with this sort of salt, the greater the benefits. They accrue over time, they accumulate, and they compound, so that you'll have the greater the benefit the longer that you do this. So start today, start early. The only contraindication, the only reason you might not want to do this is if you have kidney issues. So if you have kidney issues, talk to your doctor before starting a regimen like this. Otherwise, you should be safe. Otherwise, it's completely safe to do this sort of thing. The other caveat that one might think of is if one is an athlete, monitor yourself if you have a lot of sweating or you go outside or you in any ways lose a lot of fluids through sweat. Monitor yourself for excess electrolyte loss. And if you're noticing symptoms of excess electrolyte loss, and you can look these up on google.com, using this particular salt mixture versus the normal salt mixture, then definitely don't use this salt mixture instead. But for normal people and for even most athletes, I'm a hardcore athlete. I do long jiu-jitsu and wrestling sessions, and I do weight training. For most hardcore athletes, this should be very salutary and helpful. I forgot to mention that in addition to these effects on cardiovascular disease risk, it's also going to improve your brain health. There's a lot of evidence that excess blood pressure over time causes neuronal death and the excess shrinkage of the brain as one ages. So this will help you to maintain cognitive function into old age much better than you would if you didn't do this practice. This is an easy hack to do. It's something that anybody can do. It's something all you have to do is have a kitchen, and then you can do this. It's better than most things that you're being taught about sirtuin, mTOR, all these autophagy sorts of mechanisms. This is for real. It's been shown in randomized controlled trials in humans. It is rigorously and robustly shown, and it is something that everybody can do, and I recommend that you do it, and I wish you the best of luck in your health journey. If you liked this video, make sure to check me out on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and on Patreon at Kevin and Bass, KevinNBass. If you check me out on Patreon, then please let me know. Send me a message on social media so that I know that you're now a new patron, and then you can ask me any questions that you want. We'll prioritize your questions. Check out on Reddit at Kevin Bass, KevinBass on Reddit. We have a subreddit named exactly that. Check me out at the Kevin Bass Show at YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Remember to rate and leave a review on each of those. And if you're on YouTube, leave a comment, subscribe, and like. Same goes if you're on TikTok. I hope you guys liked this video. If you did, do all those things. I will see you on the next one. Peace.